Parshas Ba'al Yitzcha. It's difficult to give a parasha share or any share today without, of course, being fully aware that we are on the first day of the Shiva of the Godel Adoyer of Gershon Edelstein, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, who was Nifta yesterday morning. And we would like not to give a hesped, I'm not role to say a hesped, but at least to try and learn from this week's parasha what it is that we perhaps can and should feel at times like this. The immediate question that may be asked is, why exactly is this considered a tragedy? Is it a tragedy? He lived a very full life, over 100 at the time of his Petira, built up a whole mishpacha of sons and sons-in-law who are themselves big Tamidei Chachomim, Marbitzei Torah, Roshei Yeshivas. He has thousands and thousands and thousands of Talmidim over the course of decades upon decades of Harbotzas Torah in Ponovitch Yeshiva. So what exactly is the tragedy? Did we think he's going to live forever? Nobody lives forever. The moshel that I once heard in reference to a matzav like this is of somebody who enters a very dark forest. And in order to navigate his way through, it's very complicated, it's like a whole maze. He needs a torch, he needs a candle. So he buys himself a candle. He goes to the store and he asks for a candle that will last at least an hour long. And that's going to be his aid to steer him through, to direct him through the forest. And indeed, the candle is very helpful, very useful to him. And he's navigating his way through, and it looks like the candle is beginning to wane. The hour is up. And indeed, after an hour, the candle is finished and the flame is extinguished. And he sits down and he bursts into tears. He's stuck. Can't continue now. It's pitch dark and he's got no candle. All of a sudden, somebody appears out of the dark and he says to him, "So why are you crying?" He says, "I was trying to navigate my way through this forest. I had a candle and it's gone out." So he's asked, "Really, what, it blew out all of a sudden?" He said, no, it was an hour-long candle and the hour is up." So this friend asks him, "So why are you crying? You knew full well when you bought the candle that it lasts for an hour." "And indeed it did, and the hour is now up, so the flame is gone. Why are you crying?" And so he says, "I'm not crying because the flame is gone. I knew it would go after an hour, but I thought that before the hour was up, I'd be on the other side of the forest, I'd be out by now. That's why I'm crying. Of course I knew the flame would only last an hour, but I thought that within the hour I'd be able to steer myself through to the other end of the forest. So now I'm stuck." The Rosh Hashiva, as is well known by now, not only delivered shiurim every day of his life for the last 8 decades in succession, but on the last day of his life he gave a shiur. I saw the photograph today, as I'm sure many of you did as well, from his hospital bed in the emergency unit in the hospital Mayane Yeshua. There he is, wearing his frack and his tie, looking all the part, like a Rosh Hashiva, like a Godel Hadoir as he was, giving a shiur. And in fact, on the morning of his Petir, on that Tuesday morning, he prepared another shiur that also has been widely circulated, the picture, the piece of paper on which he prepared, and his pen dropped in the middle of preparing that shiur. So hundreds and hundreds and thousands of shiurim over the course of decades. It's true, we did not think, nobody thought that the Rosh Hashiva would live forever. So the crying, the al elon uboichiyah, is not the fact that the Rosh Hashiva didn't live till 500 years. Nobody lives to 500 years. But we did at least think or hope that we would be zeicha to another shir, and those who are not members of his shir are at least privy to his weekly Darkei HaChizuk Musa sheet, and those who do not read his Musa sheet are certainly in connection, have kesher with those who are connected to the Rosh Hashiva. I can tell you personally, just a couple of weeks ago I had a very difficult question that was asked to me by an avreich here in the Shechuna, a certain Shaila in Hashkofa, and I said, I can't answer you, but I will try and find out. So I went to Rav Kornfeld, and I said, I have an important Shaila for you, and I would like to know, would you happen to know, what is the opinion of Gedolei Yisrael on this particular situation? And he said to me straight away, yes, Reb Gershon Edelstein holds it's absolutely osser. And that was that, tam v'nishlam. I went back to this avreich and I said, I hope this is not a disappointment, but I've been informed that the Rosh Hashiva holds, the Godel Hador holds it's osser, and you should not involve yourself in this particular project. I myself did not have a personal kesher with Reb Gershon Edelstein, but I do have a kesher with Reb Kornfeld, and he had a personal kesher with Reb Gershon Edelstein. So until the flame went out, we were hoping that maybe we'd be able to be zeicher to more brachas and more shiurim and more Torah, more musa, more guidance, more eitzes. That's the difficulty, if not the tragedy, of this situation. It's not that we thought that Rosh Hashiva would live forever, but we did hope that until he would be taken from us, we'd be able to chaparayin, another piece of musa, another piece of Yisoiris, another Eitzah. Chazal tell us, it's actually a Zohar, this is quoted in the Be'er Heitev in Hilchos Yom Kippur, that if somebody is mitzta'er over the Misa of Bnei Aaron, meaning not of an Aviyu, and he cries over them, Moichalin lo yavoi noisov. Moichalin lo yavoi noisov. All his sins are forgiven, and the Meir Rosh Hashiva, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, in his Sefer Sichas Musa, Maimah Samachay, explains, and these are his words, Odom ha-godoil hu tzinoir ha-hashpo'o min ha-shomayim. He is the conduit of Shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U-be-misosom, and when a Godel B'Yisrael is taken from us, nistam ha-tzinoir. That conduit has been cut off. We all saw that, I think, in a very real way, just over a year ago, if any of us needed a reminder. But after Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zeichet Tzadik Levrocha, was nifta, within a couple of days, there was a terrorist attack in Bnei Brak. Unprecedented. Unheard of in the lifetime of Reb Chaim. But when a Godel B'Yisrael is taken, Torah, Magna, Umatzla. Torah is a protection, as we've discussed in Ritan Shiurim, an Odom HaTorah, Godel BaTorah, is himself a Sefer Torah, and he serves as a protection, he brings brocha, he brings shefa to the Dor. And when a Godel is taken, then all of a sudden there could be a terrorist attack only minutes away from where he used to live. But I think there's another Nakuda, and this is really what I wanted to share with you today, which we should be really paying attention to. And the Yesod is an important Yesod, and it's to be found in our Parsha, in Parshas Bahalo Yischo. We all know the Parsha of Pesach Sheni. There were those who were Tomei. Chazal discuss exactly why they were Tomei, and they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they asked him, what should we do? Loma Nigora. We don't want to miss out on this special opportunity to bring a Korban Pesach. Loma Nigora, Loma Nigora. So Moshe Rabbeinu did not have an answer for them at the time. Rabbeinu Bachai explains, the reason why he didn't have an answer is because not only was he never taught the Halacha of Pesach Sheni, but it's not a Svara. It's not something which is obvious that if you didn't do it in Chodesh Nisan, then you have another bite of the cherry in Chodesh Iyar. And therefore, says Rabbeinu Bachai, that needed a direct instruction from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he'd never previously received that instruction. So therefore, he was unable to answer them. So what does he say to them? Imdu v'eshmo. just stand here whilst I listen, I consult with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma Yitzaveh Hashem Lochem. What will HaKadosh Baruch Hu send as an instruction for you? And Rashi points out, Imdu Ve'eshmo, Moshe Rabbeinu was able, as it were, to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like that. Ketalmid Hamuvtach Lishmoya Mipi Rabbi. Just like the Talmud can turn at any given moment to his Rebbe to ask him a shayla, he doesn't need to book an appointment or hope his Rebbe will be available, he's right there. Says Rashi, Ashrei Yeloid Isha. Praiseworthy is the human being, Shekach Muvtach, that he has this connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shekol Zman Shehoya Roitze. Whenever he wanted, Hoya Medaber Im Hashchino, he just spoke at will to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he needed, as it were, to wait for an appointment, then he couldn't have told them, Imdu Ve'eshma, or he wouldn't have said, stand around. But he knew he could turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at any given moment and said, I'll get an immediate instruction and I can pass that on to you straight away. So, Imdu Ve'eshma, wait just here to hear the instruction from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'd like to share with you a gewaldige yesoid that I saw in the safe of Emes LeYaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha. The Rambam teaches us in Hilchos Yesoidei HaTorah in Perek Zayin, Mi Yesoidei Hadas, it is one of the fundamentals of faith to believe in the concept of prophecy. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu converses, communicates, as it were, with a boss of Adam. And the Rambam, at great length, explains to us the mechanics, as it were, of prophecy. How does a Navi perceive his Navua? What type of person he has to be? What happens to him at the time? The Rambam in Halacha Dalet says, Kol HaNaviim, all prophets, Ein misnabin b'cholei sheyirtzu. They cannot prophesize at any given moment whenever they fancy. Rather, they have to put themselves in to a certain frame of mind, a certain simcha, he explains. And then the Rambam concludes with the following in Halacha Vav. Kol hadvorim she'omarnu. Everything that I've explained to you is only true l'kol hanavim horishenim v'achroinim chutz mi-Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Navi of an altogether different sort. If you've ever noticed, in the Yud Gimel Ikrei Emunah of the Rambam writes, Ani mamin be'emunah shalema, I believe that there is a concept of Nevuah, and I believe that all the Nevuah, the Nevuah, the Nevi'im, and the V.A.M.S. And the next Ani Mamin is Ani Mamin Be'emuna Shalema in the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why is that split up into two? Because the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu is different in kind. In what way? Uma Hefresh Yesh. What is the difference between the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu and other Nevi'im? So the Rambam explains there are several differences. For a start, all other Nevi'im were only ever communicated to by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a chaloim, in a dream, or b'mare, some sort of vision. But Moshe Rabbeinu was fully alert and awake when HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicated with him. All others had to decode. Their Nevuah was given to them as a moshel. Moshe Rabbeinu, we've discussed this also in previous occasions, aspaklaria mi'ira. Absolute clear vision. And several other differences. And then the Rambam concludes. Kol hanavim einon misnabim b'chol eis sheyirtzu. All Nevi'im could not merely prophesize whenever they chose, but Moshe Rabbeinu einoike. Moshe Rabbeinu, once again, is completely different. Kol zman sheyachpoitz. Whenever he chose. Ruach HaKodesh Loivashtoi. He was adorned with Ruach HaKodesh. V'nevuah Shoire Olov. And this prophecy resided with him. V'ein tzorech l'chavendaito. He didn't need to prepare himself. And the Rambam quotes the pasuk that we began with, Misnabe b'chol es, Moshe Rabbeinu could prophesy at any given moment, Shenemar imdu v'eshma'o ma yitzave Hashem lochem. Stand here, right now, and I will be, as it were, in immediate contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Emes Liyakov says that here we see a fundamental difference, as clearly spelled out for us by the Rambam, between the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nevuah of all other Nevi'im. Different not just in degree, but completely different in kind. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky proceeds in a very novel way, Kedarkei Bakodesh, to explain the following Gemara. This is a Gemara in Tmura Daf Tes Zayin Omad Aleph, and the Gemara says as follows. When Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta, just about to leave this world at the age of 120, his prime Talmud Yeshua said to him, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yeshua, Sha'al mimeni kol sveikos sheyesh lecha. Now's the time. If you have any doubts, if you have any shailas, now's the time to ask me, said Moshe Rabbeinu to Yeshua. So Yeshua ben Nun said to him, Rebbe, klum hinachticha sho'achas? Did I ever leave you for one moment? V'holachti lemokam acher? You yourself wrote in the Torah about me, Umasharasa Yeshua ben Nun, Na'ar lo yomish mitoicha oil. Moshe Rabbeinu, you yourself wrote about me that I never left you for one moment. So, what do you mean that I have sfeikas? What sfeikas would I have? Everything that you learned, you taught me, I was with you every moment of the day, and that's what you yourself wrote about in the Torah. The Gemara concludes, sounds like as a punishment, Miyad toshash koichoi shel Yeshua. Yeshua all of a sudden became weak. V'nishtakchu mimenu, he all of a sudden forgot 300 halachas that he had previously known, and 700 sfeikos he all of a sudden suddenly had. Omale HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Loi malacha, I efsha. Merely just to remind you of those 300 halachas and to resolve your 700 sfeikas, I'm unable. You're going to have to work them out yourself. And the Gemara proceeds how he did that. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky asks, one second, this story is extremely puzzling. Why was Yeshua ben Nun not correct? Why was he not correct? Indeed, he'd never ever parted company from his illustrious Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu. So what sfeikas were there? What shailas were there? Imagine, says Rabbi Yaakov, if the conversation would have begun the other way around. Instead of Moshe Rabbeinu asking Yeshua, tell me, do you have any sfeikas? If Yeshua would have come to Moshe and he would have said, tell me, now you've come to the end of your life, is anything I'm missing out? Is anything that I don't know? Surely Moshe Rabbeinu would have said to him, what do you mean missing out? Moshe kibul Torah miSinai u'Masor al Yeshua, I've told it all to you. How can there be anything missing? So why, when Yeshua ben Nun responded to Moshe Rabbeinu and he said, I've never parted company from you, surely I have no sfeikas and I'm not missing anything, what exactly was the chait? What was the mistake? Why was he punished? 300 halachas were taken from him, 700 sfeikas. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says the following phenomenal yesod. And he says, it's true, Yeshua ben Nun lomad es kol ha-Torah kula mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Except there was one principle that had not been taught. And this is the principle that Chazal teach us in the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Im harishoinim b'nei malochim. If we perceive the earlier generations to be like angels, then onu b'nei anoshim, then we can look at ourselves at best like human beings. And if we perceive the earlier generations as human beings, then onu k'chamoirim, we are but mere donkeys. That halacha, that outlook, had not been taught to Yeshua ben Nun. Moshe Rabbeinu was now teaching him that this was the end of the tkufa of Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. There is a brand new tekufa called Unasana LeYeshua. This is a new tekufa. This is a new era in Jewish history. And in order to clearly show Yeshua ben Nun that these are different times now, because Moshe Rabbeinu is departing the scene, 300 halachas were taken from him, 700 sfeikas all of a sudden were nisoirer. He asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can you teach me the halachas? And he said, no. E efsha. Do you know why? Torah lav bashomayim. Moshe Rabbeinu, your great Rebbe, he was able to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu at will any shayla, like we find in our parasha. I have a shayla la'aloch in Ilchas Pesach Sheni, I asked the Rabbeinu Shalolam. That tekufa has now finished. It's a different world. So yes, indeed, Moshe Kibul Torah, Misinai, Umasor Yeshua, when Moshe Rabbeinu departs the scene and is taken, we now begin a new period in the history of Klal Yisrael, and as it were, the rules of the game are now different. Moshe Rabbeinu was uniquely able to converse, to communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at will. That tekufa is now behind us. We're in a new tekufa. This is a new age called the age of Yeshua ben Nun. And he explains, says Rabbi Yaakov, when Chazal tell us that if the Rishonim are now Malochim, if we look at them as Malochim, then we are like Anoshim. He said, don't make a mistake in thinking this is just a melitza, it's just a turn of phrase. He says, every tekufa in history, for example, we open up a Gemara every day of our lives, and the Gemara asks Akasha, how can the Amora say such and such, but the Tana in the Mishnah said otherwise? What's the question? Why can't they agree to disagree? And the answer is, because the Rishonim are like Malochim, we are like Anoshim. And if they are like Anoshim, then we are at best like Chamoirim. And he explains, and as we know, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was so great in the history, as it were, of Jewish history. And he said, that's what the Mishnah is teaching us. Moshe Kibul Torah Misinai Masor Yeshua. There was a new period in history, and it was called the era of Yeshua. The Yeshua Lezakenim, that's a new era. A new era, that's a different tekufa, there's a different metzias in the world, and then to the Nevi'im, and then to the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. And each period of history, says Rabbi Yaakov, is ended by the Sefer written by the one who is the encapsulation of that tekufa. So the end of the tekufa of Moshe Rabbeinu is indeed ended with a Sefer called Torah HaKadosh. The tekufa of Yeshua ben Nun is ended with Sefer Yehoshua. And then there's Sefer Shmuel. And then there's the Sforim of the Nevi'im. Each Sefer is a demarcation point between Ad Kan, one particular tekufa, and now we begin an altogether different tekufa. Says Rabbi Yaakov in conclusion, Ubenakuda zu Ta'a Yehoshua. This was the mistake on Yeshua's level. He thought that because Loi Mosh me Oholoi Shal Moshe, because I've never ever parted company from my Rebbe and I've always been with him, Im Kain, surely, Ein Chiluk Beinoi Lebein Moshe. There's no difference between me and Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching him, you're wrong, it's a different tekufa now. One period of history is ending, another is now beginning. There was a tekufa called Imdu v'eshma'a. That tekufa has thus ended with the patira of Moshe Rabbeinu. So to hope, therefore, that, no, if I have any shailas, I'll just ask like HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the same way as my Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu did. No, but that was a different tekufa. The rules of the game are now changing. By the way, in parenthesis, in the footnote at the bottom of the page there, they write a frightening thing. This is just as an aside. Apparently, there was once a gezeira, a law that was being passed, I think in America, about nituchei mesim. A law that comes up in many countries that obviously the Jewish community battle when they try and perform some sort of autopsy on a dead body and they want to sever and operate and take limbs, and this is obviously neged halacha. So they write there in the footnote that this gezeira hanoiro'o shema'oilam loiro'inu kemoiso. So it needs a Godel b'Yisrael to translate it. But listen to what Rabbi Yaakov said. Do you know why the government are trying to decree these laws of autopsy on a dead body? It's midah keneged midah. We clearly are not strong enough in this understanding of im rishayinim kemalochim onu ka'anoshim, and if rishayinim ka'anoshim onu ka'chamoirim, and if we don't haven't successfully internalized that, then indeed we need to be reminded by the government we are chamoirim, and they treat us like donkeys. A dead body of a donkey, you could do what you like with it. Frightening words of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. But either way, it's his yesoid that we want to quote tonight and we want to connect le'inyona de'yoyma. But there is a tekufa of a Godel b'Yisrael. There was a tekufa of Moshe Rabbeinu and there was a tekufa of Yeshua ben Nun. And the rules, as it were, that existed in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu don't exist anymore following his patira. And that, says Rabbi Yaakov, was the mistake of Yeshua ben Nun. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to prophesize at any given moment at will. Imdu v'eshma'a. But that was Moshe Rabbeinu's tekufa. Now that Moshe Rabbeinu leaves the scene, Yeshua ben Nun now takes over. There's a different tekufa. So there's different rules of the game. The tekufa of imdu v'eshma'a, in which one can just kaviyochel turn to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam at will and consult in any shaila lahalocha, that no longer exists. And in order to illustrate the point, Yeshua ben Nun all of a sudden found himself stuck. 300 halachas that were forgotten, 700 sfeikis. When the Chofetz Chaim was nifta, his prime Talmid, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, said the following. He said, when the Vilna Goyen was nifta, Rabbi Kiveiga at the time said that just like there is a tekufa of the Tanoim and a tekufa of Goinim and tekufa of Amoroim, he said, we have just now ended a period of our history. There is a tekufa called the tekufa of the Vilna Goyen, and that tekufa has left. In other words, this is the yesod of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. It's not just that, unfortunately, a Godel b'Yisrael has been taken, but rather the world is now a different place. So Rabbi Chanan said, if Rabbi Kveiga said about the Vilna Goyen that now we have ended the tekufa of the Vilna Goyen, I say about my great Rebbe as well, we have just now ended the tekufa of the Chofetz Chaim. When the Chazanish was nifta, the Brisker Rav said, yesterday we lived in a world with the Chazanish, and now we live in a world devoid of the Chazanish. This is again the same Yesoid. It's not that we had a Godel b'Yisrael and unfortunately we can't consult with him anymore, so we're stuck. But rather, it's a different world. It's a different tekufa. The rules of the game are now different. We heard at the Levaya yesterday, as I stood there with hundreds of thousands of Klal Yisrael, that the Rosh Hashiva indeed was a Talmud, or was a Makurov of the Chazon Ish, and of the Briskerov and other Gedolei Yisrael. And that was our link to the Godel of yesteryear. And when their great Talmud is taken from us, then our connection to Gedolim of previous times is also severed. So we are indeed now in a different Tekufa. A different Tekufa. Moron HaChazon Ish, Shemipivon Uchayim, here in Eretz Yisrael and around the world in general, there are not so many Talmidim left of the Chazon Ish. Those that are Gedolei Yisrael in their own right. But each one who leaves and is taken from us is a further disconnection from those great Gedolei Yisrael as we begin a brand new Tekufa. And therefore, as we said in the beginning, nobody thought that the Rosh Hashiva would live for 1,000 years. Nobody thought that the candle in the forest would be aflame for more than an hour. But we did hope that we'd leave the forest before the flame went out. So we hope that we will be zeicha for more Eitzes and more Divrei Musa. And as I mentioned in the beginning, I personally, only a week ago, was zeicha to pasken a shaila al pi a psak that the Rosh Hashiva said. But we don't have that. So it's true, the Novi tells us in Yirmiyahu, Loi Alman Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is never abandoned, Ki lo yitoish Hashem es amoy, and we are assured that Doir Hoylech v'Doir Bo, that when a Godel b'Yisrael is taken, then another one will be installed, as it were, but nonetheless, Mi yitain t'murosei. So therefore, the tzara that we now find ourselves in at the moment is not because we thought that the Rosh Hashiva would guide our doyer for 1,000 years. But number one, because we were thought and we hoped we'd be zeicha to more Torah, especially in the case of this particular Godel b'Yisrael, who indeed was marbit Torah until his final day on planet Earth, which is a dova, which is mavil al kol rai, and everybody here, and I'm sure around the world, is talking about it. And I'm sure you all saw that photograph of him in his bed in the ICU giving a shir to Talmidim, Ki Em Chayenu V'Erech Yomenu. And that's something that we will no longer be zeicha to. But moreover, the yesod of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky to understand that when a godel is taken, that ends a tekufa in Klal Yisrael. It's not just that we have a practical difficulty, who will we ask shailas to? But rather, the klolim, the rules change. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Yeshua ben Nun. You may well have been by my side all of these years, but there's a different kufa now. And in a way, the Rosh Hashiva's patira further adds pain to our pain, because in the last few years we've had many Gedolei Yisrael who were taken from us. We have barely recovered, and not recovered at all, from the fact that we had Reb Chaim Kanievsky also taken from us, mirega lerega. We had no time to daven for Reb Chaim Kanievsky. We had no time almost to daven for Reb Gershon Edelstein. Only this year, other great Gedolei Yisrael, Reb Chacham Shalom Cohen, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rav Badani, the Gedolei Olam of Olam HaSfarad, also all Rosh Hashivas in their own right, were all taken from us. It wasn't so long, Rav Steinman and Rav Eliashiv and others, and each one, as we mentioned, ends a tekufa. So on the one hand, we try and draw chizuk and nechama from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu assures us that Loi Alman Yisrael, but definitely we want to do everything we can to not really end that previous tekufa, and to try and at least learn the lessons of the Rosh Hashiva that we heard about, and undoubtedly, I know here in Bet Shemesh, there's a whole Atzeres Hespedim tonight, and again tomorrow night, and I'm sure they'll be around the world, and so there should be, to try and glean lessons from the unparalleled Anova. The Chazon Ish said about Rav Gershon Edelstein that he excelled in Anova. The Chazon Ish was Nifta in the early 1950s, which means 70 years ago, the Chazon Ish, as it were, earmarked Rav Gershon Edelstein for Gadlus. His Anova, his Arbotz HaTorah, his Asmodas HaTorah, his Midah of Emes, his stressing in every situation, every time I heard him speak, whether it was at a Hesped from Chaim Kanievsky, or I heard him speak at a Siyam HaShas, on any occasion, he spoke about the importance of learning Musa. So now is the time to really internalize, not to try and take everything on board, because we'll end up with nothing, but at least something. And that way, the Godel Bistrol's Patira will act in Mitzvah Hashem as an incentive for us to be able to mischazik in one of his great midois. And in Mitzvah Hashem, that way, that'll bring an ilui neshama. Yehi zichrei baruch.